Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Well, Dave Dickey is at our all-day Ag Outlook meeting in Covington, Indiana, today. So sitting in for him on our pre-opening report is Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. And we invite you out to Covington, Indiana for the all-day Ag Outlook. Hopefully the weather will hold out, and we'll hope to see you there. We take a look at the pre-opening report here as normal. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called weak to a dollar per hundredweight lower on fully adequate supplies and slow buying interest among packers. Peoria calling for 50 to a dollar lower with a top price of $34. They say the market has a weaker feel and most of the plants have plenty of hogs for the week. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, Monday, March 3rd, negotiated swine purchases were 15,202. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 44 even to 55.41. The average weighted average was 52.71. That was down $1.38 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 33.01 to 45.50. The weighted average was 41.55. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were 16,579. The base price range was 44 even to 58.75. The weighted average was 54.54. That was down 217 from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 33.16 to 43.91 with a weighted average of 41.04.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In a minute, we'll take a look at some volatile trade overnight on the boards of trade, and we'll also get a pre-opening call from Ellen Dearden at Ag Review in Morton. First, a look at our growing areas weather and look at our winter weather here with AM 580 forecaster Mike Sola. Hi, Mike.
Well, yes, the weather across the Midwest is a concern. And again, with the all-day Ag Outlook meeting, I may have to cut it short and call it a half or three-quarters of a day in order to get out on the road and avoid the worst of the conditions, as things will start to deteriorate for travel across East Central Illinois, West Central Indiana as we get into the mid and later afternoon hours. It's already starting to get a little bit slippery to the south. Some of the road conditions across southern Illinois being reported as very slippery. In fact, around the southern portion of the state, a lot of roads, southwestern Illinois and east central Missouri, a lot of ice and glazing down. And again, weather-wise, too much precipitation. Precipitation fell yesterday all the way from southeastern Missouri into Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky. Rainfall through dawn ranged anywhere from an inch to 2.5 inches in southeastern Missouri into southern Ohio and Kentucky. Flooding is the result. Most of the precipitation fell as rain, but again, as the colder air pushed into the area, wintry mix noted in some locations from Missouri across portions of south central Illinois and into Indiana. High temperatures were in positive single digits to 30 degrees Fahrenheit in the west and 20s to 50s in the east. There were some early day 60s and 70s, but again, colder air has pushed in from the north, and snow will fall today from east central and southeastern Missouri across central Illinois, northern Indiana, into southeastern Michigan, and a portion of northern Ohio. Range of snowfall anywhere between 2 to 6 inches and some locally greater amounts. Rain and a wintry mix of precipitation will fall east and south of the heaviest snow bands. The precipitation will worsen the ongoing flooding across the region. And with the cool conditions, any early field work or preparation for field work is going to have to be put on hold. We need a prolonged period of warm, dry weather needed to end the flooding and begin prepping the fields for the spring field work. On the U.S. Delta in the southeast, heavy rain fell from the northern delta yesterday. 1 to 3.5 inches of rain from Arkansas into northern Mississippi, southeastern Missouri, and western Tennessee. And the lower delta, they had precipitation ranging from around 0.3 inches in eastern Louisiana to about 1.5 inches in the interior south of Mississippi. And right now, heavier rain is pushing into the drought-stricken areas of Georgia, Carolinas, and Virginia. They could use the rain, but it's coming along with some very strong thunderstorms in that area, eastern Alabama, western Georgia. They will continue to see the rain and the storms, anywhere from a half to an inch and a half of rain. Some amounts in excess of 2 inches are expected from Georgia into northwest Florida through Virginia, with a light wintry mix of precipitation, with maybe up to a quarter inch of moisture in portions of the northern Delta today. Does look like conditions will start to improve with milder temperatures next week, but again, this week, still very, very cold for this time of year and very wet. In the areas that are growing, Brazil, they have a forecast that looks similar to what we've been talking about for the last several days. Drying conditions the first week of a two-week outlook period across Mato Grosso do Sul into São Paulo and Paraná. Computer models attempting to develop a high-pressure ridge over southern Brazil near the middle of the month. If the ridge is successful, it might promote better net drying conditions. However, atmospheric and surface features are unlikely to support a high-pressure ridge for very long, if it occurs at all. In Argentina, they did see some scattered showers and thunderstorms from Entre Rios south into Buenos Aires and neighboring Uruguay yesterday and early today. Rain totals through midnight look to be about a few hundredths of an inch, up to maybe a half inch, except in eastern coastal areas of Buenos Aires. They do look for a significant improvement in the conditions there, and temperatures will start to cool down just a little bit. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at overnight trade in Kansas City. March wheat opened overnight at 11.81 and three quarters of bushel. That was down a quarter on the open. Last traded down 10 and three quarter cents. The May at 11.70, down three quarters. Last trade up 15 and a half cents. The July, 10.98, down one. Last trade up 19. In Chicago, March wheat opened at 10.88 and a quarter, down four and three quarter cents. Last trade up six and three quarters. The May, 11.04 and three quarters, up two and a quarter on the open. Last trade up 12 and a half. The July, 10.23 and a half, up four and a half. Last traded up 16 cents. To the corn, the March nearby contract, 5.55 overnight on the open, down a half. Last trade down 6.5 cents. The May, 5.66 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade down 4 1/4. July, 5.77 and three quarters, down a half. Last trade down 3 3/4. Dease corn, 5.76, down a quarter. Last trade down 2.5. In the bean pit, March soybeans opened overnight at 15.48 and three quarters, up 4.5. Last trade down 15 1/4. May at 15.61 and a quarter, up 1 3/4. Last trade down 11. July 15.71, up 1. Last trade down 10. And August beans 15.50, up 7. Last trade down 8.5. March bean meal at 3.77, unchanged on the open. Last trade up 1.50. And March bean oil 70.83, up 43 on the open, but last trade down 2.02. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Tom.
Fairly wild trade overnight, and we look for another volatile day today.
Yeah, I sure did. I watched the overnight market in the beans for a good long time last night and just about had whiplash. We'll look at the soybeans today probably being down 8 to 15 at the open. That may not be where they close, however. Continue to see some bull spreading, less pressure on those nearbys. I'm noticing now that the palm oil price is considerably cheaper than where bean oil is trading on a per-pound basis, about a dime cheaper. This volatility is back, but crush margins look to be declining just due to the fact that meal's hardly moving up in price. So we'll be seeing some pressure. Keep watching that May-November bean spread. It got out to $1.12 yesterday, $1.02 overnight.
And what effect, we're waiting to see what China does as far as soy oil stocks?
Yeah, and you know, nobody ever really takes all the information that we have out of China, their official information. Most everybody takes it with kind of a grain of salt because we're never sure if those numbers are correct or not. But certainly they're not the only one looking for more vegetable oils. India is in the same boat.
What about the corn today? It's possibly was lower overnight?
It was a little lower overnight. I think it's going to try to keep up with wheat, however. Just a little bit of pressure, maybe down 2 to 4 at the outset. Continued talk about a wet spring, as the meteorologist pointed out just recently in this morning's comments again, may offer a little bit of legs to this corn market. Continuous corn chart show an all-time high at 561.5.
And in the wheat market, looks like exports are propping up the wheat today, perhaps?
Yeah, they are propping up the wheat. We'll be 8 to 13 higher. We're also hearing some news that Australia could increase its crop size considerably for next year, so it may kind of take some of the bloom off this export market that could very well see some of these sales spill into next year's crop.
What kind of comments do you have on trading on the Merc today?
In the livestock, futures I think will be mixed, down 20 to up 40 in the cattle. Not a whole lot of news. There's little smaller show lifts, but sharp gains in the beef cutouts. The hog futures probably be down 50 to up 35 or so, but we'll continue to see bear spreading there.
All right, and your calls again on the border trade?
We'll see real pressure on the beans, 8 to 15 lower, corn down just a hair, 2 to 4 lower, wheat up 8 to 13.
All right, thanks, Ellen. Ellen Deard, News of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Our forecast calls for a possible good amount of snow, at least in central Illinois, east central Illinois, with snow arriving, and highs from 27 in northern Indiana to 45 in southeast Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 901. BBC is next.